Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
I'm on Facebook, and I won a mixer, and it says my mailing address is not correct, and it is. It's 300 State Street.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
79734.
And your first and last name?
It's Helen Lackey.
I'm sorry, you said the zip code was 79734?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, ma'am.
Anyhow, I had already put in my information off my credit card, so I don't want this to go on there if this isn't going to get delivered for $2 that I won.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name? Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, it's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Lackey, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Okay, one moment. Do you have an order ID, ma'am?
No.
Okay. I'm guessing that didn't go through because I can't pull up your account. I used your first and last name, your zip code, and also your phone number, and the account isn't pulling up at all.
Okay. Well then, I just want to be sure then that I'm not charged the $2.
Yes, ma'am. An account didn't pull up, so that charge didn't take place.
It didn't take place? Oh.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. But that is my mailing address. It says that it's not. I've lived here 30-some years. It is my mailing. It is my street address. We don't get. We don't have mail delivered to our homes because I live in a small West Texas town, and I pick up my mail at the post office, but a package usually comes to my house. So anyhow, all right. So just so that I don't get charged that, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else you need help with on today?
No, No, I just thought I had won a mixer, but I guess not. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.